title of this thing. No title again.
And I did not live the Edumare.
Yeah, got the bell. We used it every day. Every day. Every time we saw a sign to Kingston, you know, Kingston, 210 kilometers. Bing. But anyway, that was yesterday. Today's today. Today is Saturday. Voice is a little hoarse, it would appear. Not surprising. It's 8 in the morning. I was up at 4. Just to pee. And no, I didn't step outside and piss in the parking lot. I actually used the indoor toilet. Oh, boy. I'm feeling fine. Thanks for asking. I may need a nap this afternoon. My bed is still made up. Oh, God, the place looks a shambles. But that's all right. The parking lot outside the Holiday Inn here in Kingston on this May, 27th? For the Bob Mob Hobnob. Boy, oh boy, it got off to a great start. Those of us coming, those of us who came already, those of us who are on their way, like Rob and Catherine now, or soon, knew it was going to be a good time. I mean, that's why we're here. Hey, yesterday, man, do I want to go into it, or do I just want to sit here and chill? You know, there's a Tim Hortons over there. I think I'm going to go get a coffee and I'll come back to you, all right? Because I sat here feeling good. It's always a good feeling. I mean, just waking up in this road trip, I just do love this little thing. And the fact that I was offered two places where I could have crashed last night with big, comfy, brand new, you know, not brand new, freshly made hotel beds. I didn't want that, man. I got my sleeping bag here, and it's just so cozy, so cozy. So, I just can't sort of get my words strung together tightly enough. Usually I can just, you know, boom, put them in there, make a sentence, make another sentence, and make another sentence. And now it's not so easy. It was a fun drive up. I'll say that much. It was a nail-biter. Anybody who followed on the group, and of course that won't be many of you, it was a nail-biter as far as whether or not Shane Potvin was going to be able to make it. He had an 8 a.m. flight with Porter Airlines. Great. I'm going to be picking him up before 10, or, you know, probably, yeah, before 10 at the Eglinton Go parking lot, and bam, we're all ready to go. Adam, I picked up Thursday night. Dropped my son off Thursday night at the airport. That's number one son back to Vancouver. Just a wonderful, wonderful visit with him. Wait around, you know, fill the car with gas, wait around for half an hour. Then I go and pick up Adam, bring him back to my house. My wife had already cautioned me, phoned me, look, I'm really tired. I got to be at work for 7 tomorrow and make this huge pancake breakfast for the neighborhood. I'm just going to be in bed. I'm really sorry, but I won't be seeing Adam. I get home, she's in the kitchen. I was already told her, Adam and I were just going to go up the street out to that Bellamy Pizza place. We'll get some wings and pizza. We'll be fine. Watch the game. She said, well, I could make spaghetti right now. I could just make spaghetti. So sure enough, she makes, whips up a big spaghetti dinner and salad. And anyway, we have a good night, Adam and I, watching the hockey game. Bye-bye, Senators. And watching some movies and just getting caught up talking. Next morning, great. It was that night. Sorry. I know. This is not, you're not getting your usual smooth sailing, rapid fire Dixon Jane's podcast talk. You're getting me struggling this morning. All right. I'm not apologizing. I'm just telling you. In case you think this is an imposter. In the evening, we get an email from Shane, or a message. My flight's been canceled. There's not another one till 6 o'clock. Well, sorry, man, but we got a prison tour at 4:30. You know, this is crazy. And it was back and forth. And meanwhile, I'm posting it on the Bob Mob Hobnob, you know, group. Shane can't come. Oh, my God. No, Shane didn't. We're down to a 30% chance that maybe there'll be a cancellation, whatever. On it goes. Next morning, oh, my God, it's down to 15% chance because it's just, you know, there's just, it's not going to work. The flight's overbooked. This next flight, the 10 a.m. Anyway, to make a long, boring story longer, miracle of miracles, he gets on the 10 a.m. flight. He can come. I guess the important part of it, we were really dealing with the fact that I was really looking forward to driving Shane and Adam in this road trek all the way to Kingston, because I knew it was going to be fun talking and laughing and sharing stories. And Shane was going to be a blast to have at this gathering. He's somebody we needed at this gathering. There's a real crew here of nice people, and we wanted Shane, and looks like Shane can't come. Oh, my God. Shane comes. He gets the flight. I'm on. So great, we're held up. We can't leave at 10 like we had planned. We can't leave till noon. But great, he gets the GO train, the 11:48. He's there at noon and off we go. And I was saying to Adam, there are certain people that, here goes the Corvette, it's really nice, certain people that you can just sort of behave in a very crazy way with. You can't do that with everybody, because not everybody can take it, I guess. This is more, it's not just that you can behave, but whether the other person can handle it. A machine, like, I was literally yelling at him a good part of the trip, saying stupid things, and it was back and forth. Crazy insults, rude things. That was just a venting of letting it out of your system, like, you stupid fucking asshole! You know, things like that. Full volume, full on, as you're driving. And feeling good. It was theater. It was theater, okay? And that's something, there's a sort of almost a spin-off to podcasting. There's a lot of us, you know, frustrated, would-be, wannabe actors. And so this was just back and forth. Unfortunately, in the day, during the prison tour, it got physical, and there was a couple of really hard swacks in the head back and forth. So we had to declare a truce. It went a little too far. I'll say that. He knows that. I know that. Possibly my fault, but the prison tour. So we arrive. Okay, anyway, Shane's coming. We're going. We're on it. We're good. We're having a great trip. We're going to go. We're going to drive to the Holiday Inn. I got to park this baby, get rid of it, and Michael, the virtual Uper, is going to drive us in his car straight to the prison in time for the tour, which we think is 4:30. That's what it says on the paper Mark gave us. Get a call from him just as we were on the highway, just outside, a few kilometers outside of Kingston. You better go straight to the prison. Mark says if you're not there, you're not going to get in. It's the, you know, and suddenly it seems it's a different time than the one we were told. Oh, my God. You know, curse Mark. What the hell is this? Jesus Christ, man. We make it. It's great. Just take the next, you know, Sir John A. McDonald turn off, and bam, just all the way down King. You're at the Kingston Penitentiary, a place I've passed countless times every time I've visited Kingston. And it's always been intrigued by, because you know the stories, and you know who was in there, your Clifford Olson, your Paul Bernardo, and your other notorious killers and nasty people. Close now. And we get a tour. That Tommy, our local Kingston tour guide, and Mark have organized, and there's 10 of us, and it is a very interesting tour. And I'm so glad. I balked at the beginning. Oh, my God, what are you talking about? $42. It's ridiculous. 90-minute tour. Well, it was worth it. Maybe it had to be. It was a special tour. You know, you're going through this huge facility. You got stories. You got pictures to take. You're with friends. It was very, very neat. And I'm so glad we did it. And I just said it was the perfect, and Adam said it was the perfect launch to this Bob Memorial Weekend. Because this is about Bob. And what, you know, how he and Mark, you know, brought us together. So many of us who never would have met otherwise. So it was a great start to it. And then bam, and back, and come back to the van here. And I figure, oh, I'm not going anywhere. And already Bruce Murray's arranged a huge table in the Merchant Tap House right next to the hotel, a place that, you know, I've been banned from once. Another story in the history of the podcaster gatherings. I don't need to tell that one, thank you. I want to sit in my van and have a beer. So I'm here. Shane and Adam check in, and they come back, and we're sitting here talking, having a beer, and then Sylvia walks up. Sylvia Grammy's, oh! The man who had his hair tussled by Rennie Levesque. That's pretty good. He even had a beer with a name of, I can't remember, it was Emily or something, Grandma's Own Woman, a story about her. First woman on Ile d'Orleans. So named after a very, very nice beer, excellent beer, in fact. So, yeah, anyway, we're here, we're talking, we're having beer, we're eating peanuts, and it's just nice to hang out. I got the chairs turned around as they are now, so you can actually sit in Sally, like a little bar, and it's intimate, and talk. There are four of us in here. Anyway, time to go. One by one, we head off to the Merchant Tap House. Have our usual, I do what I usually do. I give my card to the bartender at the bar and say, I'll want a tab now, but I'll come and get my own beer. I don't want to ask the waitress to go through what they want. I need to see it visually. I'm a visual, but I need to see the taps. And I had two decent Creamer Pilsner. And then a Toke, because by that point, and I already had a few in the car, I need a little Toke. Back in, and eventually it's just down to about four of us. Tommy, Shane had left. Tommy, Adam, who's left? Barry. And Sylvain. There's another party going on. I come out. I got a leak. I come out, and Adam says, oh, there's a party going on in Barry's room. That's the place to go. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, now look. I'm older now, and I should probably, I'm already a little stumbling. I should just head off to bed. And Adam says, well, you know. And then I say, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just go up. And look, I just want to see the scene of the people in the room. I want to see who's in the room. I want to look at the party, but I'm not going to stay for the party. I just want to look at the party. Well, get in the door, and there's Bruce with his straw hat on, looking very cool. And I go, well, and then, of course, our good friend Michael says, Ken, I got this Copper Harbor beer you might want to try. And, well, we stay, and that's why my voice is a little harsh today. All right, there's the story. That's it. Finally got it out. Oh, my God. It was very nice. And it was very nice just walking back from there to my bed, laying out that sleeping bag and looking out at the water. I'm looking at the ferry right now. It's great. It's really, really good. I'm just feeling so happy sitting here in my bare feet, my pajamas, and I need to get dressed. I was going to make a cup of coffee, and then I look over, wait a minute. Walking distance, like right in my line of view is a Tim Hortons. Just walk over there and grab a coffee and maybe cross home. Meet everybody at 10 at Penchulchuls or Penchuls or whatever it's called. I never get it. For breakfast, and then eventually, you know, dinner together. Kathy says there's an auction in her room at 3:30, and which I'll have to attend, of course. Might be some of Bob's stuff. And then, supper and the boat cruise, which will, of course, be the highlight of the tour. So it's a wonderful, to be here, and I guess this is going to be the Hobnob journey. Gee, I keep getting that right. You'd think I'd stumble over that one. Todd Maffin will arrive today. Other people, Mark Marine already here on the tour. Adele, Michelle will be coming. Kathy, of course. It's just good. And Tommy will be out in full force tonight again. He's a character. A lot of laughter there, too. So just, it's just good. It just, you knew it was going to feel good. It feels good. I'm already happy knowing in who knows when I'll be seeing these faces again with people I really love and care about. And that is special. That is really bloody damn special. All right, time to sign off, and we'll get back to you later, because the weekend ain't over yet, baby. It ain't over yet. I have no idea if this thing's going or not. I think it must be. The numbers are moving. I'm lying down in the road truck in Sally. It's not that late, maybe it's 11:30, Saturday night, Kingston, and something very unusual happened to me tonight. I flipped out. I got very sick, went a little crazy, threw up several times, loudly. Horribly. It went through some very strange shit tonight. You know, to the point of tears, and just, I can't make this stop. So, I'll mention it to you. It's part of my Kingston weekend. I apologize so many times to the staff who worked and had to clean up some of my puke on the boat, and to, the McGahey family for witnessing all of this and comforting me. Nice people. And I needed comforting, a lot of it. A lot of it. I was really flipping out. So I didn't see this one coming. It just, you know, it was fine. Got on the boat, all excited. Hey, only ate half the brownie. Now, it wasn't a brownie, it was a muffin. Now, I don't think I'm going to eat that other half. Even questioning the cookies I brought with me, too. My goodness. Anyway, I went over the top. I lost it. I lost it. And I knew, I was pretty sure I'd get through it, but I, it seemed there were definitely rough patches. And Seb helped me. It was good. It was good. Seb with the flowers in his hair. It was all very touching, and I just have a lot of good friends in this group. It makes me feel very, very, very good. I was a little embarrassed. It was not the night to draw attention to myself. I didn't want to do that. That made it all the more annoying. It was about Bob and the boat cruise and auctioning off some of his things and making some music and everybody celebrating. And I just had to pull myself to one side.
And there's a few people helping out. And I got through it, of course. I guess I don't have much more to say about that. It was a wild ride. I was very surprised at the intensity. It was such a weird thing because from the beginning of the row, I really stoned. And then I found that no matter what, my mouth was going super dry. Super dry. And very, you know, to the point of being very uncomfortable. And then everything tasted terrible. Every little experience I went through seemed to end up in the worst possible of ways. It was a ridiculous little thing. It was entire, you know, mental fantasy, but it was, ooh, that tastes terrible. I mean, I was eating a couple of pieces of popcorn and gagging. How horrible an experience it was. And at one point it was funny. Oh, you must be really stoned, you know. And but it soon became not funny at all. You know, it was quite a very, very unpleasant. Poor Seb. Listen to a grown man just melt. Wait, they did like the part of my podcast, my last podcast. That made me very happy. Made me very happy to hear that. Going over the big band music. Anyway. Here I am, you know, isolated myself. It's the right thing to do. Michael came back with me and sat with me for quite a while until I was ready to... I got his help getting the bed ready. And it was right. They, you know, they insisted I get a ride with Sylvain back from the boat to my van. And, you know, I was trying to argue the point. But is that really necessary? You know, what's going on here? They knew. And get him in the car and get him home. naughty of me, but no, honestly, I didn't do this on purpose. I did not want to do this. It was unpleasant, I'm telling you. Did not enjoy going through that. Whew. Crazy. Anyway, my own doing. I continue to do stupid things. Well, that cheery note, we will end off here. I don't know what else to say. I'm glad all the others are still back at the Merchant Tap House having fun. So, you know, I wish I could join them, but it's just not the time. It's not the time. Good night. I'm in a good place now. That's all behind me. I'm not going to be sick again, and my mind is pretty well back to normal. But Angela just came and knocked on the door. It was so nice just to check on me. Let me know if there's anything I needed. They're just at the Merchant House and just to call. How kind, how lovely. And it is kind of funny. So it was agreed... Ken sends his regrets. He thinks he'll be sitting this one out. And I think that's quite funny and quite fitting because, you know, they'll be relieved that I'm fine. Sorry to cause anybody any anxiety, discomfort, unnecessary worry, as I did myself. Thought I was going to die again.
Yeah. Anyway, as they say, it's all good. Good night. And thank you, Angela, for that visit. It was lovely, charming. Thank you. Sunrise, from what I can see, sitting here in the van. Sorry. It's really nice. I park near the back of the parking lot, and it's right where the ferry, right by where the ferry comes in. So you get a stretch of water and the sky. It's beautiful. Holy shit, a lot of cars all around me. I heard them coming in last night. I don't know why so many cars seem to want to park right next to the road track. I'm completely surrounded. And there appears to be a lot more open places elsewhere. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Yeah, there's somebody walking. It's about 5:30 in the morning. And, of course, I'm wide awake, having gone to bed a little earlier than usual last night. I am feeling wonderful. I know that might sound strange after what I'd been through. Because I did hit the bottom, pretty close to it last night. Oh. And yet, this morning it feels like, oh, I just had a purge. And somehow got an awful lot out of my system. But I know, I mean, something was in my system that was saying, I'm getting out now and I'm taking your insides with me. And bam. Oh, first puke was right into a blender. I know they didn't want to do that again. It's not good for business. But I was so glad that, oh, good me, I didn't get it all over the floor or anybody else. After that, it was bags, and then the bags leaked. I just wanted a bucket. A bucket would have been fine, but none was forthcoming. So thanks to those who witnessed that most unfortunate episodes. I think there were four of them, four or five rounds of violent puking. Oh, God. But with that, this strange bum trip, like parallel with it, like as it was physical and mental. And mental, I was just completely overwrought. I mean, was asking Seb, you know, am I going to get through this? I was in tears saying, I really want to come out on the other side. Man, what was in that? Don't take muffins from strangers. No, I'm sorry. That's funny because I saw a photo posted later on our little Hobnob Bob Mob group. And she was looking fine, smiling, laughing. I just went on a bum trip, that's all. My own. And I just tried as much as possible to be away from other people. And it was kept, basically, to just a few. Anyway, all of which is to say, here I am, 5:30 in the morning, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go out for breakfast. I don't know if any place will be open, but I might go out for breakfast on my own. I might be an early riser. Oh, but once again, I know, silly as it may sound, how wonderful to wake up in the road track. It's just such a... I just love sleeping back there. I will set up the sofa when I'm good and ready to get up. And there may be two more seats available for Lily and Brent if they want them. All right. That's all. I just needed to pull you a little further onto the good side because, boy, I spent so much time on the bad side last night. I know Shane's comment was something along the lines of, my God, you did that something. You did this at the Fog Lounge. You're doing it here. But it was a combination, and maybe, you know, I mean, in my own defense, I hadn't properly grieved for Bob. I don't think that's what was going on, unless it was on a very a level I wasn't aware of that I was connecting to. Anyway, it was embarrassing. And, yeah. Damn it. I was doing so well a minute ago. I mean, I'm physically just fine. I just wanted to come out smiling and imagine a few people. I'd be curious to know what gossip was said last night. No, not gossip. That's not fair. I think people were kindly concerned, and I'm glad that when Angela went by, she was able to bring a message that I was okay. All right, don't want to waste the whole damn podcast talking about this. Bye for now.
You're the Scarborough Jude, and you're in a foul mood, and your shoes are always on wrong. You are ugly and smell, you are going to hell, but first you will hear my song. You're under the bed, and you eat your own head, and you're scared of potatoes and carpets. Your vocabulary is a packet of three, and your pockets are full of dead batteries.
Yeah, I'm back once more. I'm horizontal again, and the sun is just coming up into the back windows of the van. The sunrise is beautiful. And again, it's that such a wonderful feeling. I've raised the blinds here in the back to have all this light coming in through the windows. Oh, I know how boring this must sound, but I love sleeping in this van. It's so cozy. It's like the best of camping. You got a really soft bed. You got a sleeping bag. You got windows. You got no bugs. You're as cool or as warm as you want to be. It's wonderful. Anyway, I'm continuing to have more reflections. Oh, I guess on a lot of things, on people, on our tribe, on our PAM gathering, on this particular event honoring Bob. Mark and Kathy did fine speeches. I can only talk about, in limited amounts, about what happened on the Saturday, of course. But I was there at the beginning when Mark said, you got to stick around. And I'm fighting and said, no, as soon as I see a ukulele, I want to get out of here. I probably could have sat and enjoyed the music a whole lot if I hadn't been so stubborn. I ran into a struggle. I was handed the book to sign for Kathy. And I just was at a loss for words. And while introductions are going on, I was trying to write down a message to Kathy that would be heartfelt and genuine. And I'd already written something in my notes, and it didn't fit in with what I wanted to see Kathy. And this is the beginning of just getting high, and I was struggling already then. Not being satisfied with what I'm writing, and, you know, then think, why is this becoming such a big issue? Anyway, Mark spoke, Kathy spoke. Music was started, and by then I decided to head off with Seb. It's funny, you know, I don't fully understand this, but I'll say it anyway. At PodCamp Toronto, the most important encounter I had was with Seb that day, and it brought me to tears, and it brought me to tears because I was thinking of my own sons. And how strong we want our children to grow up to be, and yet how fragile they really are. And how fragile we need to let them be. We need to let them be uncertain and be afraid and be confused. I'm not saying that Seb is these things. I'm just saying it's some parents have to learn lessons. And we can learn them best from children. Not that Jeb is Seb is a child. Seb is 16. I had his first beer last night, I think. It was a non-alcoholic beer. And I think fortunately for everybody, including Seb, he didn't like the taste and threw it out. Thank you, Sean, for your support last night. For being a good father. Yeah, what an evening that was from my perspective. I'm sorry, I cannot say what happened at the Merchant Tavern, and I hope that others do talk about it a little bit. I hope to hear about it. Adam will, maybe he won't. He doesn't do personal podcasts often enough. Brent might. Hard to say. Lily won't. Shane may. Anyway, lots of items auctioned off. I think I may have already said and thanked Michael, the virtual Uper, for bidding on and purchasing to give to me the Bob and AJ mug, which I really wanted. And even while I was sitting in, midships, throwing up, I was wanting to organize, maybe I could send in a buyer for me to bid on it. Michael refused to take any money, and Michael is going through difficult enough times of his own, but I will not insult him by continuing to push, but I certainly appreciate his kindness, his thoughtfulness, and his generosity. Michael made it clear, you got to bring that mug when you go off on your trips and the road trek. It does deserve a big place of honor in my bar. It will spend some time there when I'm not traveling. I guess it will go to the to Yellowknife with us in the Rock. He will have a place of honor in a memory of this crazy weekend and the events. I will say, finally, I really was afraid last night I was going to die. And what a horrible, messy time to die and spoil a good party. Yeah, that's about the third time I've gone through something like that. Once in the back of the Only Cafe, once in the Fog Lounge, once here on the boat in Kingston. Jesus Christ. Do I pick my places or what? Anyway, yeah, I really do want to hear what the highlights of the Merchant Tavern and other people's perspective on the whole course of the evening, even the music. If I had to do it all over again, first of all, I would have just taken my own cookie, which I knew the strength of, and gone with that. That was for starters, but it's not what I chose. I greedily chose to eat another person's muffin. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Yeah, so often there are things that are flowing through you that you're feeling, but they're passing, they're in movement, they're, you know, the ever-fading now. And You can't capture them in words. You can't express them. You can't really tell what it is you're really feeling. You really want other people to know what it is you really want to share. It's very difficult sometimes. Words are just a sort of a feeble building blocks. I wanted to say to Kathy that, boy, she was almost like the mother of the tribe last night when she spoke. She can be a tough girl when she wants to be. She'll use the F words when she needs it. And good for her and good for her strength. She was open and honest and all heart last night. And I applaud you very, very much, Kathy, for your... the way you've handled what is just such an incredibly difficult thing. Such an incredibly difficult, painful, horrible, awful damn thing. And you did it. You've done it. You're doing it. And you're doing it with our help. And we were so glad. There are so many people there to help, Kathy. That you are of this tribe. This is a tribe. This is a tribe. A self-selecting tribe, which is wonderful. You don't pay your dues to get in. You don't beg to join. We're here. We've self-identified. We care about each other. We're a real mixed bag, and I'm not putting a label on this tribe. This is the podcasting tribe I'm talking about. This isn't a Dixon Jane's tribe. This is what it will be. But it's just good. There are just so many interesting and wonderful people and such variety. And that is mainly due to the efforts of Bob and Mark for hosting these Podcasters Across Borders conferences that started here in Kingston way back, I don't know, when was it, 2009? Could that be right? Earlier? 2006? Yeah, probably. Yeah. There are hats that say 2008, boy. Anyway, thank you, the Dixon Jane's listeners, for some of you I could really feel were with me and are sticking by me and care about me. And that made me feel good last night. That really helped a lot. It really helped a lot. I really felt the love from those I asked. From those I needed it. Yeah, I guess I'm still going through this thing. I don't know what the turning point or what, or climbing up another rung, or what is this, but, you know, don't try to measure it. Just take it, just process it, just move on, carry on. Beyond the old Baba Ram Dass mantra, be here now. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Be here. Be with you. Be with me. Be with Kathy. Gotta give Kathy another extra big hug today. She asked for it. Yeah, it was. I'm so glad I was there and I remember that part. This is before I got sick. It's at the start that I was there to hear. And, you know, feel her expression. So I'm sorry I missed the auction. I'm glad it was a success. From where I was, I could just hear things going on. And I think I probably complained it was going on for too long. And knowing that was wrong, that was only because I wasn't there, wasn't seeing anything, wasn't bidding on anything, wasn't part of it, and yet Michael said he'd bring over the mug today. I'm looking forward to to seeing it, to holding it. It's very important. Bob and AJ, you know, that's what got me into podcasting. It was Bob. It was Bob gave me all this. Thank you, Bob. I love you, man. I love you. You're so good. You're such a good guy and so much more. So much to so many people. Just a blessed soul. A kind, good person. I could cry again. One of the crazy things last night was just being so embarrassed. And I don't even think I was embarrassed. I just kept saying it. Because I guess I felt I should be. Because it was just such bad timing. Hey, sometimes we give, sometimes we take. Last night I took. Oh, and I gave. Boy, I gave a performance. That, to puke when you are puking because you are so sick from food poisoning, that it is coming from the depths of your soul. This liquid is throwing itself out of you, and at the same time, part of your spirit, part of your self at that moment is crying with this, saying, oh my God, stop this. This is awful, you know, and in painful ways, the way I cried, there was so much pain and torture. You know, this started maybe in the dentist office about 2 years ago when I had that little TIA or TAA or how ignorant of me not even to know what that stands for. Anyway, a mini stroke in the dentist chair crying. I think I've held back a lifetime of crying. I've held back a lot of crying. It's not a good thing to do. You gotta cry sometimes. You gotta cry. I'm sorry if this is... crying and laughter. You gotta do both. You gotta laugh too. I'm sorry if this is painful to listen to. I don't want it to be, but... sometimes life is painful. I think I'm just needing to teach myself that now. Sorry, my voice is gone. I don't know how to get it back. Hello? Hello? Sound like it, but I'm feeling good.
you know, if you get through something like this, you're only going to come through stronger. And I'm feeling stronger. But I think I will allow myself to feel weak when I need to. I got the windows cracked open. I can hear the birds. It's beautiful. The sun is higher. It's another gorgeous day. I think I'm just waiting for the first person to come and knock on the door. But it's very early, and I don't imagine everybody is feeling quite as good as I am right now. Especially those who imbibed a lot last night. I'm just excited about all the connections, all the conversations people had, all the other stories here at Kingston. You know who else I have to thank a lot for being there for me? Is Tiffany. I gotta really make sure. I hope we see Tiffany today. Tiffany lives here, so we wouldn't have stayed. I don't know if we'll see Tiffany, but I'll reach out and say thank you, Tiffany. I'm really happy you were there. I like you very much. No, I love you. I love you, Tiffany. I love a lot of people. And I know they love me. And that's a lot about what this BAM gathering kind of thing is, or whatever it is about. It is about love. It is about caring for each other. It is about being there. I'm glad so many of us were there for Kathy. We talked last night about the funeral and how good the funeral was. Oh, boy. Sometimes when you cry and laugh, you gotta blow your nose too. I think I better end here. But it's been good talking to you. This is gonna be the end. I'm gonna have to put a trigger warning out with this podcast. Yeah. There'll be a trigger warning in the blurb. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm no longer embarrassed. I did what I had to do. I couldn't help it. And everybody knew that. Thanks, George Motok, for being there. Thank you for coming to me. I think for getting the first picture for me to puke in, too. Thank you for acting on that. Thank you. A lot of people to thank. A lot of people to love. A lot of people to get to know better. There was one conversation that happened last night, and I'm not going to refer to it directly, other than to say I could see it happening in the distance from where I was, in a corner, and I knew it to be very important, and I saw somebody post today that there was a long overdue talk that happened. And that was the one I witnessed from the distance when I was puking. And I'm very glad it happened. I could tell it was important, and I'm glad the people who went through it knew it. Felt it and experienced it. So I'm just glad about all the other things that happened to all the other people that were good last night and this weekend in Kingston. I'm sure glad I came. I'm sure glad I came. And I hope I don't get disinvited to Hamilton, because I will try very hard not to pull this same stunt there. Yeah. But I know there are people there who love me and will support me if I needed them. Including Anthony Marco, including Dave.
different because we're all different. But deep inside, we care. We care so much. It's a wonderful thing that created itself. But we mustn't take away the credit from Mark and Bob and their wives and all the other people that influenced them. Their parents in their own ways. All the people that make us who we are. Now, I know I'm talking platitudes now, but I think you know what I mean. This was about celebrating Bob, and I think everybody did in their own way. Just by being here, just by gathering those who could make it. And those who couldn't, for perfectly good reasons. Like John. John would have been wonderful to be here too, but simply couldn't. But we'll see John another time. And we have to remember it's those other times that count. Because now is ever fading into the past. And that future's not quite here yet. There is just now. And now is reaching out and giving that person that hug. And there are so many people I want to hug today. I just don't want to cry when I hug them. But I feel like I have a lot more crying still in me. I think I passed a roadblock. I think I really passed a roadblock. It's painful, but it's not painful at all. It's good. It's just a release. It's just a release of an awful lot I've been holding back for a long time. God, here I go again. That's what kept happening. This is like the 24-hour flu. I've still got it. Hello? Hello? I'm reaching out. Oh my God, some people are going to be frightened. They're going to think I've gone crazy and I'm not coming back. That strikes me as very funny. I'm sorry, because it won't sound funny at all to a lot of you. But it is funny. It is quite funny. And there will be more laughter. Genuine laughter. It will be laughter full of love. It will be laughter full of love. In case you didn't hear me the first time. Oh, God. This is one for the books. I'm sorry I keep bringing it back to me, but that's all I can do. That's all I can do. Oh, I heard somebody, but it's a car next door. I better stop talking. I wouldn't want anybody else to be listening to this. That might be a bit creepy. All right, anyway, I've done long enough, more than enough. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. And thank you, those Dixon Jane's listeners who weren't here. They may know only half this little piece of it before this weekend. Was for some of us. I really am grateful that people get this enough that they do want to listen and come back for more. And learning with me maybe along the journey. That's what I want. I want people to learn with me as I'm learning, and I think I'm still learning. Oh boy. I'm ready for the real people now. Thanks for listening. Scarborough Dude. That's all I got. At least I can say hello now. A little better than before. Goodbye. For now.
I'm in the mood to move to the left 3 feet, goddammit. I'm in the mood to slide to the right 100 feet, goddammit. I'm in the mood to fall down the steps 4 flights, goddammit. I'm in the mood to fly in the air 12 feet, motherfucker. We in the mood to do our thing right now, Mohey now. Sunny fish, melon jelly, ball in the jack at the meat wagon now. I'm in the mood to move my body like a weasel, goddammit. 4, 8, 16 feet to the left, goddammit. I'm in the mood to whip your body with a tire iron. Good old groundhog poop ball, 3 times, goddammit.
Yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm pretty well back to normal now. Although in my mind, I was feeling I should warn the people who drive back to Toronto with me that I may cry along the way. But that's meant as a joke. Crying was what I had to do this weekend. I just see that now. And that's why I've got to reach out to Seb again and let him know. Him, if he wants to be called him. Him looked so lovely last night with flowers in his hair. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. We received a gift bag. Let me look in. Let me dig in, see what's in the gift bag. I know there was probably a brochure. A very nice... well, there's a couple more thanks I want to give him. One of them is thanks to Tommy Vallier. Tommy has been with us from very early on. Tommy has been the... Tommy has been the boots on the ground in Kingston and did an awful lot to arrange a very good price on the boat tour last night and our tour of Kingston Penitentiary yesterday. I laughed because the souvenir pen I pulled out of my bag is in the shape of a file. A little triangular file, and it says the Kingston Pen, Kingston, Ontario. Oh, that is good. That is good. I like it. I like it. That was in the gift bag. How nice. And again, thank you, Tommy, for all you did on behalf of Kingston to arrange this. Let's see what else we got. This is the gift bag. It's a little brochure, Summer in the City, Kingston, Ontario. That's good. You know, stuff to do. I'm going to encourage people to come here. I was even thinking of moving here, you know. Now it's sounding like a better and better choice. Weekend in Kingston, the little pamphlet. I won't go through those. But I will read a letter from the mayor of Kingston signed. Well, little flying letter there. It's quite neat. Quite a signature. Brian Patterson, the mayor of Kingston. So I'd like to read this. This is arranged. Thank you again, Tommy, for all you've done. Got Adam's suitcases still in my car. Anyway. All right. Office of the Mayor, May 25th, 2017. On behalf of the city... On behalf of Kingston City Council, I would like to extend a warm welcome to the podcasters across borders for your reunion cruise. That's a nice way to put it, right? It's a nice opening. It identifies exactly who we are for a cruise. While I express my sincere sympathies for the loss of your colleague, Bob Goyetch, I am pleased that you chose to gather here in Kingston to catch up, share stories, and remember your friend. Now, that's nicely written. That's a good line. That's nicely done. I trust that you will enjoy your stay here while you rekindle cherished friendships. Rekindle cherished friendships. Now, whoever put the lines in here, very nicely done. I don't know whose choice of words that was, but it's just right. And now he goes on to being the mayor. While in town, I encourage you to take some time to discover one of Canada's most historic cities. Kingston is home to the region's best cultural attractions, museums, galleries, and historic sites, including Fort Henry, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. A place I've toured many, many, many times with my girls. Unfortunately, we don't come to Kingston anymore. We never made the best use of it, either. It was a stop along the way. All right. During some of your spare time, take a stroll and explore our charming shops. Sheen did that last night. He bought $100 in underwear, apparently, at one very nice shop. Something to do with the placement of your things, you know, in the underwear that makes it so comfortable. All right. Sorry. Back to the mayor's letter. I do wander sometimes. Take a stroll and enjoy our charming shops, explore a delicious meal in a unique restaurant, or discover a favorite exhibit in one of our many museums. You will see why our citizens are so proud to call Kingston home. Be sure to join us this year as we celebrate our nation's 150th anniversary. See, that's also very fitting. Fitting that we would have this gathering this year in this city. I'll have to keep this letter. Please take some time to visit the Kingston Station, our tourist information office on Ontario Street, to find out more information on Kingston's many amenities and attractions. Well, good for you, Kingston, putting yourself on the map and deservedly attracting more tourists. I'm thrilled that you're holding your reunion in Kingston, and I'm confident it will be a huge success. Sincerely, Brian Patterson, Mayor of Kingston, thank you very much. And again, thank you, Tommy, for all what you did. And I thank our tour guide and from the Kingston Pen. And thanks especially to getting some information that really was important to listen to about the other book that is being filmed that Margaret Atwood did about the woman who came here, I guess, the 1830s or so, and, a woman prisoner who spent her life and, for murdering, I think, her master and mistress. The woman who told us that story and told us well, and somehow it reverberated in that room in Kingston Pen where the convicts used to make mattresses. A woman told us about this woman from the past, from 150 years ago, whatever, who Margaret Atwood wrote about. And it resonated, the story. Oh, my God, what it'd be like. She spent, I think, 32 years in jail there. Her partner in crime, who maybe put her up to it, was executed, a man. Anyway, that's a story. If you read Margaret Atwood, you'll find out about it. That particular woman was the last warden of Kingston Pen. She made an impression on me. She really did. She was just fully a professional person, quite in control of herself, but quite personable too. You know, some people exist at almost, it would appear, a slightly higher level. Certainly higher level than me. And I appreciated that. All right. I just wanted to wrap that up. I thought that was just an appropriate thing that everybody made sure that Ken got his gift bag last night. And I'm wearing my Bob t-shirt that Shane designed. So everybody did their part and put something in here and contributed. And that really was what it was all about. Like, those two, like, a lot of people will not understand the historic significance of PAB. Also known sometimes in the past as Podcasters Against Borders. But of course, now that you have Donald Trump down there, we want that border to be stronger than ever. Sorry, cheap joke. That was not uncalled for. All right, I suppose I should put my pants on and wander over and get myself a Tim Hortons coffee. It's only a short stumble away. don't think anybody's going to show up here for a while. I think a lot of people are getting whatever sleep they can before they have to check out at 11. I've had a little bit of cheese, a little bit of one of those health food bars, a little bit of the leftover Citroën Pure Leaf Real Brewed Tea that Brent was kind enough to get me last night when I know I needed something because my mouth was just... That was the beginning, before the puking. My mouth just started acting up in the strangest of ways. And this is where the, you know, this is the bum trip was coming in, that it just... Everything tasted so wrong, and my, you know, and I was dry and parched. It's like, you know, when you hear kids needing suckers, like, you know, they got ecstasy going on, and you got to get something in your mouth, and that's the way I felt. And I was just, oh, I was going, making terrible noises and faces. Made a few people laugh, but anyway, I had the sense to take this with me. And here I'm having a sip of it right now. Thank you, Brent. Perfect. Perfect. I don't need a coffee. Fuck that. I'm not going for a coffee. I got this. Thanks, Brent. Much better. Get a coffee later. Yeah, sitting in the front seat now. Got my feet up on... what's his name? Guy from Vancouver. Adam's suitcase. And my engine won't start. And that's, again, because the battery just drains. But, you know, I don't think I've had, I don't think I've talked about this. This is one more thing that came out of the weekend. And this was wonderful talks with Bruce Murray about, it's fabulous that we both got our mobile homes, our traveling vehicles for camping and such. This year he got his in September and I got mine in October. A very short time ago, and here they are, both appearing in Kingston for this. What some of us hope will be a reunion every 2 years here in Kingston. I think we'd get the support of the Kingston Chamber of Commerce on that one for sure. And I think it was every 2 years. Mark, you listening? You know, Mark hasn't even been to Florida yet with me, so he's not going to be listening to this for a long time. Well, that's all right. I'm shouting out to you now, Mark. It doesn't matter when you listen, but I'm talking to you now, Mark. You know I love you. I won't say most of all. I mean, you know, hey, come on. You got to compare yourself with Bob. But I do love you. That's unconditional. You know that. And you know I like to tease, too. And I'm teasing now, Mark. Forgive me. It's special. It's my way of showing my love is teasing. You know that. You know that. You do, too. You try, anyway. You're another guy who's going to get a very big hug from me today and back to real time. So in the future, when you're listening to this, next time you see me, you can say, hey, Ken, give me that hug again. And I will. It's funny hugging tall guys. It's weird, like, because you're used to always bending over and hugging people shorter than you. You got to tug about, oh, my God, our heads are up here together. Ah, my heads are too close. Oh boy, aren't I a funny guy? Aren't I a funny guy? Yeah, I think so, but very often my humor just gets misread. And I didn't say to Kathy last night in writing, and I will tell her today when I see her, that we are here for her. You know, and again, I've told the story, and I'll just very quickly, just say it once more. Kathy was the person I mailed a CD to with my first few podcasts to find out, sort of, basically, it was almost getting permission, but to mail to her of the Catfish show, not to Bob, the cat. Bob's address. Freak them both out, scare the hell out of them. You know, who is this guy mailing us something? I don't know. It's from the internets out there. Well, it was me. And it was, you know, to ask Kat, you know, are these good enough to be podcasts? Can I do this? And that's a remarkable piece of my podcasting history, a very important piece. And it ties right back to Bob and Kat. Thank you. Well, sorry, I was supposed to be talking about Mark here. Sorry, Mike. Well, I'm sure you're listening. I remember a very nice walk in Ottawa, you know, places I hadn't been for a while, with Mark and Andrea, sitting on benches talking some time ago in the past. I'm just getting a nice memory out there, Mark. That's what I'm doing now. But no, seriously. I did thank you. I mean, I gave you a gift. I mean, hell, if that doesn't show my thanks, what does? I love you. Probably have to say I love Shane, too, because he gets offended if you don't say it. If I just say, oh, I like you, I'm too comfortable to squirm. Although I was mighty annoyed with him this weekend. Shane and I had a lot of fights this weekend. It was probably unpleasant for some people. There was a lot of fighting. I'm partly responsible. I know I'm responsible, but Shane went overboard. He over retaliated. I'm going to say that. I'm putting that out there, and we're done with it. I mean, I can probably call another truce today and be done with it. Yeah, well, anyway, should we get back to Mark? Yeah, let's close with that. Mark was saying last night, and we teased him about it, but that he did this because he was sort of pushed by the community, and I think pulled maybe is a better analogy, but pushed, pulled, however you want to take it. It was the community caring and sharing that made it very clear we have to do this. And we did this in honor of Bob, the fallen soldier, Bob, who's not with us. This must be the way some of the men in the troops felt in the war when somebody they knew was a really good guy took a bullet. And he wasn't coming back, and you were still living, and they're gone. And you're feeling terrible, and you don't want to forget them. Well, I don't think we'll forget Bob. I don't think we'll forget Bob. And Simon and Kathy. And all the other podcasters made it out this weekend to the Kingston Pab Memorial Bob Goyette Cruise Tour. Thank you.
Blue juice when I'm dancing in the show tune.